From Tidbits on December 10th, 2012, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Kronos has released Soho Organizer 9.3.1, a minor update to the contact and calendar management suite. Latest version adds a warning if you try to create a repeating task in an iCloud or OS X server CalDev account, as neither of these servers support this feature. Improves display of overlapping events in day and week views. Fixes an errant your accounts aren't configured message under OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion and 10.7 Lion. Fixes an issue where events would sometimes disappear under 10.5 Leopard. And fixes a problem with CalDev accounts, where changes made in offline mode wouldn't sync to the server. The Omni Group has released OmniFocus 1.10.4 to fix a few specific compatibility issues in the GTD-inspired task management utility with OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion. The update fixes a bug that neglected to include alarms and due reminders published to Calendar, fixes a crash caused by using a contextual menu on an item's notes, and works around a problem that caused the sync button to blink when using small toolbar icons. Additionally, the release addresses a problem that caused the dock icon to render at the wrong size when using OmniFocus with OS X 10.7 through 10.7.2. Ergonis Software has brought a sprinkling of new features to the font discovery utility PopCare 10.6.1, including a new font info view that displays details such as version number, supported language, number of characters and glyphs, copyright, info about the designer, and more. The update also provides custom tuning for more than 600 fonts, including the BeLite font kit and some foreign language fonts, which also includes tuning to fix the vertical positioning of certain non-standard fonts. Additionally, PopCare 10 now remembers selected fonts after quitting or relaunching, and it initiates background version checks only when your Mac has been idle for some time. Chrono Sync 4.3.6 and Chrono Agent 1.3.7 from Econ Technologies have been updated. The new versions now funnel more information to the Chrono Agent Remote Helper app to improve monitoring tools, such as Econ's Chrono Monitor iOS app. The ChronoSync update also fixes several bugs, including a potential crash that occurred when agents left or joined a network before a sync document was finalized. ChronoAgent gets bumped up to version 1.3.7 with improved self-diagnostics and a fix for incorrect translations in the French and German localizations. Full release notes for ChronoSync and ChronoAgent are available. Apple has released Final Cut Pro 10.0.7 with a small grab bag of fixes to improve stability and performance. Amongst the tweaks, the update restores the Letterbox Effect offset slider, fixes a problem with uploading clips larger than 1 GB to Vimeo, and fixes an issue in which incorrect frame size is used with filters on two adjacent clips with different pixel aspect ratios. It also deals with an issue where some third-party effects cause the app to stop responding during background rendering, and another where third-party transitions incorrectly use black instead of source media. Ian Page has released Mac Tracker 7.0, the popular encyclopedia of Apple products. It has been updated with Apple's operating system and hardware releases from the last couple of months, including iOS 6, the iPhone 5, iPad mini, 4th generation iPad, 13-inch MacBook Pro with Retina display, and the latest iPod Nano, and iPod Touch models. The release also adds available marketing taglines for recent hardware models, adds a separate entry for SIM information to iPad and iPhone models, and updates support status for the latest vintage and obsolete products. The Mac Tracker app is now built using a Cocoa framework, requires OS X 10.7 Lion or later, and is optimized for Retina displays. iWork, Apple's long-neglected suite of Office apps, originally released in January 2009, gets updated to version 9.3 with no feature additions or fixes on the desktop side. Rather, the release is focused solely on adding support for the update to version 1.7 for the trio of iWork apps for iOS, Pages, Numbers, and Keynote. If you purchase the apps separately from the Mac App Store, they've been updated to Pages 4.3, Numbers 2.3, and Keynote 5.3. The iWork 9.3 suite is available as a free update via the Mac App Store for OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion, software update for 10.7 Lion, and direct download. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.